You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hit us up on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Peters Township. Visit them online at SouthHillsJeep.com. It is 7:01. Time to call Shenorovich, Shenorovich & Fishman. Why pay 40% when you can pay 25%? Call 888-98-TWINS. Doran, what do Philadelphia and New York have to do with the Steelers' offensive coordinator?
Tell me.
Last night, Major League Baseball, Tigers-Phillies postponed due to Canadian wildfires and the smoke. White Sox and Yankees suspended, postponed due to the wildfires caused by Canada, which has people around these parts saying, Rain Canada. Look at this. How cute are we?
Yeah, that was good. That was South Park, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was South Park. Blame Canada. That's what Yankees fans are doing. That's what Phillies fans are doing today. They wanted to watch their baseball teams play, and they couldn't because of smoke, which apparently we're going to get absolutely blindsided by today, Doran.
Oh.
We're going to get hit with the same thing. But let's be cute. Let's turn this on its head. Blame Canada, the cry from the United States right now, because their country's on fire and we're dealing with it too. Steelers offensive coordinator. I think Kenny Pickett has a little bit of cover this year. If Kenny Pickett doesn't play well, there will be a select few that are going to blame Kenny, but the majority of people are. And we've talked about this before, but I'm wondering, Doran, just how long into the season do we have to go before we start calling for Canada's head? Before we know things have gone south, like the wildfires from up north?
I would say three games. What, you have the 49ers, you have the Browns, and then you have Vegas. I think the first three games, if things aren't going well, then you could call for him. Because, honestly, he has every weapon at his disposal. I mean, he doesn't have a rookie quarterback anymore. Kenny, we were expecting him to make a big jump, to make, you know, that significant leap to his second year. They drafted a tackle. They drafted a tight end. They have, their running back who ran for 1,000 yards. I know it was ugly, but he ran for 1,000 yards for two seasons in a row. You have a backup running back that showed that he could be a part of the mix. You have some big-time wide receivers in George Pickens, Deontay Johnson. Hopefully he could turn things around. Pat Freiermuth. You have weapons at your disposal, Crowley. If they don't express that against the Browns,
at home,
divisional opponent that you need to win early in the season, then I say it's time for blame Canada.
The biggest concern for the offense for me outside of Matt Canada, and I'll take Kenny Pickett out of the conversation. I think Kenny Pickett's going to blossom in his second year. It tends to happen for second-year quarterbacks, especially when there's continuity, when you are within the same system. No matter, really, here, we'll see how bad that system is, how uncreative that system is. My concerns are this. George Pickens, good year last year. I wouldn't say a great year. Can he take that step? I'm worried about the explosion of Najee Harris. Because I think, and we saw in the second half of last year, he can be better when the offensive line is good and when he's healthy. But I want that explosion, explosive plays. And then the third thing I worry about from the Steelers' offense, again, apart from Matt Canada, is the depth at the wide receiver position. I tend to agree with you that Deontay Johnson is better than what he showed last year. But beyond the starters, beyond those first two, I don't know what they have in Calvin Austin III. I don't know what they have in Allen Robinson because he hasn't been good or healthy of late. I don't know what their plan is in the slot. Those things do concern me a little bit.
Well, Canada's going to have to get creative.
I know.
And that's the question mark, right? Can he get creative? I mean, we obviously saw in college he could get creative, but that's a whole nother level and that's a whole nother story. Can he get creative with the guys you have? Can you put Connor Hayward in the slot? And you can create wide receiver depth without having wide receivers. Can you put in motion Jalen Warren into the slot? Can you motion out, can you have a 2-3 tight end formation? Those can serve as depth wide receivers without having actual wide receivers in the room. But can he get creative enough to do that? That, to me, is not creative if we're sitting here talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm saying, like, yeah, put tight ends in the slot or put tight ends outside in the red zone and move guys inside, can you do that? And can the wide receivers and those guys be able to take on that task mentally? Like, can they learn other positions? Can he dumb down the offense enough so everybody knows what everybody is doing and also have a potent offense? That's a fine line. Like, there's offenses out there that are so complex that it is hard to know what somebody else is doing and actually have to play that position at some point. Like, having to play the Z wide receiver spot on the outside and then move to the F wide receiver spot on the inside is two different things. And if it's a complex offense, you're not going to be able to be on the same page with your offense coordinator or your quarterback. Now, I don't know how Matt Canada's offense is terminology-wise, and can he make it simpler for some of the younger guys or for some of the tight ends to be able to fill that spot? I don't know if he's creative enough to do that as well.
On the South Park theme, somebody just texted in at 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates remind you to text responsibly. As soon as Kenny takes a hit, that makes us say, "They killed Kenny." I got to do the better impression there. "They killed Kenny." I don't know. You're the impression guy. You got a Cartman?
They killed Kenny.
I love the people who are calling Kenny Pickett's offensive line now this year the picket fence. And then we had somebody tweet in that if the Steelers make any kind of sizable run, it would be Pickett's charge. Pickett's charge went terribly wrong. Terribly wrong. Learn our history, people. Again, the text line 412-928-9370. I don't need to see the Steelers, Doran, be this offense that is three yards cloud of dust. Easy for me to say. They killed Kenny. I just want them to be able to run the ball when they need to run the ball. That, to me, is the mark of a good offense. We're not running just because we're going to bruise you. We're going to start every game off running the football. We'll throw later if we need to. No. When it's third down and short, can you run the ball? Can you run the ball in the red zone? Can you run the ball when you're salting games away? If running is to be their identity, I want it to be the identity that way. We're going to crush you with our running game. We're going to get an early lead. We got a great defense. We are going to bludgeon you with Najee Harris. We're going to mix in Jalen Warren. That's what I want to see out of this running game. Not just to limit Kenny Pickett's throwing. Kenny's going to throw it. I think Caboli said the other day, there are going to be games where Kenny Pickett throws it 18 times. No. I ain't not about that. I'm about you throw against teams that you know you can throw against, and you pound them to finish games. You pound them in short yardage. You pound them in the red zone. That's what I'd like to see the identity of this offense
You got to get crucial yards. Like on third and one, it has to be a first down. On the goal line, it has to be a touchdown. Whenever Najee does break through the line, he has to get to the second level and win. He has to win. Like, I know that people are, even yourself, you're like, I want to see explosion out of Najee. Now, Najee's not the breakaway running back. He's never going to be, never was. But what he can do is win at the second level. Whenever he does get through the line and get to the linebackers, the off-ball linebackers and the safeties, he has to win those one-on-one matchups. He's too big of a running back, and that's where that explosion comes in. Hey, all right, make a little sidestep move and get to the next level, and then, okay, we'll take that a chunk plays at a time, 10 yards, 15 yards. We know you're not going to break out. But whenever he does get to that second level, I need Najee to win. I need Najee to take on a linebacker and fall forward. Like, that is those crucial yards I think that you're talking about. Whenever you're running the ball, it's with intent, not just doing it.
Right, and he jumped over that one guy at Notre Dame. It's a highlight we all saw coming out of the draft for Najee Harris. He was never a home run hitter. I'm not talking about Willie Parker type stuff here.
Right.
I'm not talking Noel Devine. I'm not talking 75 yards on a carry. Even Derrick Henry. But can you stretch what used to be a 15-yard run for you, a 10-yard run to you, and get 20, 25 yards out of it? Make things easier on Kenny Pickett that way. They've got the horses now up front in terms of pedigree. Now, they've got to gel. They've got to coalesce. That takes time. We saw last year. It takes time. We talked about it all preseason. And then the first preseason game against Jacksonville, the offensive line looked terrible. And everyone was going, oh, why? Why does it look bad? Because it takes time to gel. I understand that. But Broderick Jones is a dude now. Darnell Washington, you stick him at the end of the line. That's a dude now. And you got Isaiah Seumalo, who everyone seems to love. In Philadelphia, league-wide, PFF, whomever. They love this guy. Mark Caboli type, love this guy. They've got the guys up front now to be able to do it. There's only one thing that can stand in the way, though. Play Canada! Play Canada! Play Canada! Play Canada! So to answer my question that I posed to you, and you said three games before we could really start freaking out about Matt Canada, I'll go six. I'll go to the bye week. I wanted them to fire Matt Canada at the bye week last year, and they didn't. They stood by their guy, and hell, they stood by him again, and he's back. If at the bye week next year, with what they have at their disposal on the offensive line, it being Kenny Pickett's second year, George Pickens' second year, with Pat Freiermuth, with Darnell Washington, with the guys they have, if they are averaging what they did in the second half even last year, which is 20 points per game, I'm getting rid of them. I'm saying goodbye. I'll have found out everything I need to know by the bye week.
What if they're winning games?
I knew you were going to ask that. I think if you're the Steelers, you got to look in the mirror and you got to acknowledge who and what you are. And if you're winning games, hey, that's great. They're not going to fire him if they're winning games. I mean, let's just call that what it is. They won't. But if you are limited offensively and you are winning with defense, there's only so far that can take you. And you got to look at the scope of the league, and you got to look at the division. And those teams, I think each team in the division is going to be able to score points this year. The Steelers are the biggest question mark for me there. Even if you're winning games, but you're doing so the way you did last season in the second half, what is that going to get you? How far can you really go? I would make the change then. Now, it's July or June 8th. Subject to change, all opinions are.
Mm-hmm.
But in this hypothetical, yeah, you got to be better than what you were in the second half last year. The threshold seems to be 23 points per game has you in the playoffs. If they're not near that number, if they're at that 18 or 20 mark, I'm going to be ticked off.
You know what I want to see? First game, first series of the game, the first one kickoff, and we're all hyped up. Acrisure Stadium, the 49ers are here. They're in their white uniforms, gold helmets. Mm. It's you know, kind of a throwback game. You know the 49ers have had some good history. And the Steelers get the ball. They return to kickoff. They get to the 30-yard line. I want to see Kenny, the first series of the game, go no huddle. If I see that, then I'm like, okay, Canada's starting to get it a little bit. Let's put the ball in Kenny's hand to start off and see what he does. I think Kenny, one of the traits that Kenny has that I think is kind of missed throughout, you know, the last year is his feel for the game. And I think one of the traits that Canada has that we saw last year is his feel for the game and that not being a good component
right,
to the offense. Kenny has a really good feel for the game. Whenever you saw him in there and he was running no huddle, he was calling run plays whenever he felt he needed to call a run play, called one and scored a touchdown, and I think they won the game. He called
Carolina.
Some plays. Carolina, yes. Called some plays where he rolled out, he improvised, and he found Pat Freiermuth down the field. He threw the pass to Najee along the sidelines in the back towards the back of the end zone. When Kenny has the control of the game and has the ball in his hands, I think that sometimes he's at his best. And I want to see them start the season off that way.
I love that.
If they do that, then I'm like, okay, Canada, Matt Canada's starting to get it a little bit. One, he's showing trust in not just Kenny, but the offense.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just about Kenny. It's about the offense and being on the same page with Kenny. That means that what they did from last month until the first game has worked. They've executed. They've actually gotten better. If they do that the first game of the year, I'm going to have a little bit more faith in Matt Canada than I probably would if it were a lot different.
Okay, I can meet you here, actually. So I say at the bye week, if they're averaging 18 or 20 points per game, whatever it may be, below what I think they should average, and I'd fire Matt Canada. If the process is right, if Kenny has more freedom and they're just growing with it, and yet they're still winning games, I would give him till the end of the season.
Yeah.
But if it looks like Kenny Pickett's throwing the ball 15 to 18 times a game and they're doing it with defense, that tells me what their ceiling is. But if the process is right, I think I would give, there'd be a little margin for error there for me. But I do just want to keep playing this. Up next in Breakfast Bites, we have a national version of You and Me, Buddy. Or is it Cook and Joe? We let you, the listener, decide. That is coming up next. The Fan Morning Show brought to you by the heating, cooling, and plumbing experts at Armstrong Comfort and Matt Mertz Plumbing.
It is getting warm out there, right? Spring is turning into summer right before our very eyes. And with summer comes some nasty thunderstorms occasionally. How's your roof holding up? Is it ready for the summer and those thunderstorms? If not, or if you just have questions, trust the people who I trust with my home, PJ Fitzpatrick, the home improvement company that for 43 years has been building their reputation by delivering quality, right? Quality in everything they do, craftsmanship, quality materials, quality customer experience. Check it out for yourself. Thousands of five-star reviews online. You go to trustpj.com. Find out about that incredible lifetime warranty that really sets PJ Fitzpatrick apart, proves they stand by their work because they employ the most qualified professionals in the industry. They strive to get it right the first time. And if it doesn't get done right the first time, they take full responsibility and make it right for free. That's what a lifetime guarantee is all about, getting it done right for you. Set up your free design consultation this month. Take advantage of their warehouse sale. Special financing if you need it, too, for qualified buyers. TrustPJ.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dunkin', the official coffee, the Fan Morning Show, and the Fan Hotline presented by Nemacolin. Around every corner, Nemacolin creates real-life magic for guests at 412-928-9370. Watching the NBA Finals last night, Doran. Okay, I'm lying. I was asleep. But I saw this on Awful Announcing today. This is like the national version of us, man. I mean, I'm the guy that's the bug. You're the windshield. But Mark Jackson, Jeff Van Gundy on the call yesterday for NBA Finals Game 3, and this is just glorious.
Can we all agree that you should get an assist on a foul if the free throws are made?
No, we can't all agree. Hey, what are you doing?
Why?
Because that's not how it's been counted historically.
Well, we used to not have the three-point shot.
We used to have two announcers.
And I know who would be the first guy not drafted.
That is an all-time burn there by Mark Jackson.
Oh, so good. So good. Those two go at it all the time. That makes the games even more entertaining. We talk about Shaq and Barkley all the time on TNT with Ernie. You know, that's an unbelievable show. But if you will listen to Mark Jackson and Van Gundy, they go at it every once in a while.
They sure do.
And it's so good. That was an all-time comeback right there.
That's like Cook and Joe every day. That's like us from time to time. I think we get better, get along better than Cook and Joe. I don't know if Cook understands that he annoys the hell out of Starkey, but he absolutely does. Mac was in yesterday, and Starkey was in a wonderful mood. It's amazing how that happens. Love you, Ron. Mark Jackson there, without missing a beat, though. There used to not be three broadcasters in the booth.
That's so funny.
I think both Van Gundys are really good.
Oh, real good.
Jeff and Stan.
Yeah, they know ball real well.
They do.
And then they have some they have a personality.
Je ne sais quoi.
Is that what?
Charisma.
Is that French?
I don't know. It sounds like French.
You think it has to be French?
Voulez-vous veiller avec moi? Will you come to bed with me?
No.
I wasn't asking. I was translating.
You winked at me.
I did that.
You just winked at me and
fundamental
said that.
Lie.
How are you just
that
gonna,
is a lie.
How are you going to tell our
you
listeners?
Can look.
How are you going to tell our listeners that you didn't just wink at me and say something in French?
Sort of
invite,
in French.
Inviting me in to go to bed with you. Well, what is this? We get along, but come on.
You've invited our family on vacation.
Yes.
We need to figure that out.
We're not going to stay in the same room, if that's what you're getting at.
Guess you cut me off at the pass. I'd love to stay in your room.
No chance.
Bunk buddies?
No.
Stepbrothers style?
No.
Did we just become best friends?
No.
Coming up next, one of our best friends, Jeff Hathorn. He'll join the show. What in the world is the plan with Rowanzi Contreras? Bullpen? IL with a phantom injury? Are we going to see him get sent back down to AAA? That's next. Jeff Hathorn on The Fan.
Hey, Colin Dunlap here. Let me tell you about a friend of mine. His name's Richard Bazzi. You recognize his cowboy hat, right? Great man. Charitable man. Also runs incredible businesses. Three of them, to be exact. Schultz Ford. Schultz Ford Wexford. Schultz Ford Harmer. Schultz Ford South in West Mifflin. There's no better place to buy anything. Especially, well, a Ford. So, listen. What they have here is a large selection of inventory at all three great locations. You can check it out at SchultzFord.com, too. Mobile service, that's spectacular. They'll come out. If something can be done right in your driveway, they'll do it there to your vehicle. Pickup and delivery service, they'll come pick up your vehicle. This is great for people that work at home. They'll take it to the shop, and then they'll bring it back. Three great locations, as I said. The customer service cannot be beat. So check out their inventory and see all that you need at SchultzFord.com. And again, three great locations. They've got the city surrounded. Schultz Ford Wexford, Schultz Ford Harmer, Schultz Ford South in West Mifflin. You can't go wrong. Check everything out. SchultzFord.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Pirates fell yesterday 9-5 to the Oakland Athletics. It's no good. Meanwhile, Cincinnati walks off the Dodgers. They got megastar prospect Ellie De La Cruz up. It's got me all hot and bothered. What's up with Roansy Contreras? We go to Jeff Hathorn to discuss. We'll also get into the OTAs with you, Jeff, because we know you're all over the place. But, man, first of all, good morning. And second of all, what are they going to do with young Roansy?
Man, that sucked. I mean, those last two games, that was some bad. Actually, all three games were bad baseball from the Pirates. I mean, really, the A's handed them the first game where they would have been swept in this series. And it was bad. Roansy's just having issues with fastball command. And if you can't command that fastball, I think it's pretty simple to say that you're not going to have a lot of success, or at least not consistent success. So, you know, they're talking about putting him back in the bullpen. The problem is the schedule, you know, they've had a lot of off days over the last couple of weeks. That schedule tightens over the next couple of weeks, where they need that fifth guy. You know, Quinn Priester is someone in the minors they're interested in, but he's coming off a performance yesterday. So it's, you know, they're in a situation where they almost need him in there unless they go outside and try to find, you know, somebody, try to make a deal. The problem is pitching, especially if you're one of the first, pitching costs, and you've really got to know that it would be worth it if you're going to add somebody, and because you think Contreras might need, you know, more than just, you know, a couple of bullpen sessions or side sessions to figure out what's going wrong.
There's so few sellers you'd have to think right now, too, Jeff, just with the standings being as jumbled
exactly.
as they are.
I mean, you mentioned the Reds. I mean, the Reds probably believe, they probably think, hey, and everyone in the NL Central probably thinks we can win this division.
Yep.
Like, this is a bad division. This is our chance. So they're not going to sell, and they'll try to drive up the price of anybody else if they hear about, you know, teams that are interested. So, yeah, I mean, I don't see that happening, but that would be an option. The problem is you'd have to know that, okay, this is a year we're going to do something, because you're probably going to give up something good if you do.
Jeff, has Brian Reynolds been underwhelming in your opinion?
Yeah, and I'm one of the ones who really beat the drum for him to get that contract extension, because I love his game. I love what he represents, the way he plays the game. But man, you're sitting there like, okay, today's a good chance for the big hit, and he just hasn't provided that big hit. I mean, and I know he's trying. Everybody's trying, but he's got to come through. They signed him to, you know, for the Pirates, what Pirates consider like Aaron Judge money. Maybe he doesn't have to quite be Judge, but he needs to be their Judge. And he is just he's not delivered in big moments. And when he has, it's been a single or maybe a double. Like, how about that big 3-run homer? And I'm sure it's weighing on him, but man, if they don't get more out of Brian Reynolds, I don't see how they realistically are contending still at the end of August.
Your level of concern over Mitch Keller, Jeff?
You know, I thought the previous start in San Francisco, you know, he gave up a bunch of bad luck hits, broken bad hits, hits that just fell in. So I wasn't as concerned with that one, because he also struck out 8. This past one was bad. So I'm willing to still say, you know, this was his really stinker start a couple days ago. And I'm not going to panic that, you know, he's fallen back. I think he's just a little bit in a rut in these last three. But again, I think the middle one, he wasn't as bad as the numbers would tell you, because some of the contact off him wasn't severe.
Jeff, in the last week, you know, atmosphere-wise, how has OTAs been? You know, I asked Colin this yesterday, but have you felt a different feel at OTAs with, like, energy, you know, even outside of the, you know, the integral practice parts, but just from different guys, especially Kenny, have you felt a different energy than maybe you would have in the past at OTAs?
Well, I think first off, when you don't have a quarterback controversy, that puts a lot at ease. You know, you're not wondering, even if guys have a feel for, guys may have felt that Pickett all along was going to win the job. Well, he didn't out of camp. It was Trubisky. They were getting to learn Trubisky. They were getting to learn Kenny. They weren't sure what Mason was doing in this mix. I mean, that creates uncertainty. This year, there's been none of that offensively. It's just been going to work. And I continue to be impressed with the leadership from Cam Hayward. I mean, here's a guy who's been in the league a long time, and because we've talked to him pretty much every day, I mean, that tells you he's there every damn day. And every drill is the most important drill. And yet he talks more than, say, TJ and Alex. But those two, I was talking to Quincy Roche yesterday, and he said, man, he said, coming back, those two take every drill to the letter. And they're pissed if they screw up something in a drill. And these guys have performed at the highest level. And he says that's one of the things that he's really taken away of, like, okay, if I want to get to that level, I need to do that. And I love that type of leadership. Like, and Minka is the same way. Like, every single drill matters. So I think there's a different air of perfection, if you will, or, like, all of this stuff. This isn't a joke. This isn't, oh, we've got to go through this, or we're going to lollygag through these practices because they're, you know, not in pads. I really like the sharpness. Now, what does that translate to on the field? I mean, we'll find out. But I think at this time of year, the Steelers are getting what they need out of these workouts.
Do you get the sense that they think they're going to be good, Jeff?
Yes. Yes, I do. I mean, they've always had that air, and, you know, every year we're in it to win it. But I think they realize, especially the veteran starters, that the depth is better, that they're not having to put guys in, and no offense to Dan Moore and Kendrick Green, but, like, bring them in and have to put them in because they don't have anybody else. Like, they don't have that situation. Sure, is Benton going to play some? Sure, is Porter going to play some? But they have other options. Like, they don't just desperately need to put rookies into positions like they did a couple of years ago. And I think they recognize that this depth is better. And, you know, they've also brought in, you know, they turned over the secondary, but when they turned it over, they didn't just bring in all young guys. Keanu Neal, obviously Patrick Peterson, whatever Chandon Sullivan becomes, we'll see, but at least he's a guy who's played in the league. So those three guys bring 25 years. So you're not just retooling with rookies. So, I think that's why these guys see it in practice that, you know, if someone goes down or someone's struggling, they have options. They didn't have options a couple of years ago.
Jeff, is this LIV PGA merger, is this ultimately better for the sport of golf?
I think ultimately, probably, because much like, say, wrestling, you know, you can have different leagues, but they're never going to battle each other like you would want for those, you know, something where it's like, wow, that would be great. Excuse me, that would be great.
Air quality, Jeff.
Yeah. It's just, I hate what like Rory has gone through.
Yeah.
Like, man, he lost, what, $250 million? And the league and the PGA Tour used him. And now, and then to find out through a tweet that all this changed when you're on the player council, like, man, he got done wrong. And listen, he's a multimillionaire, but I do feel for him. But Doran, to answer your question, I do think ultimately these two groups being back together in some semblance and getting to see Dustin Johnson and Brooks Koepka compete against the best, I think that's good for the game.
Jeff, what's up on the website, buddy?
Yeah, we've got a lot up. Obviously, what's going on with the Pirates. I'm going to post a story this morning about Minka's thoughts on the secondary and how he thinks this group is ahead of where it should be, and how excited he is about the different things they can do. So, and we'll have Steelers coverage from OTAs later today as well.
Love it, Jeff. Thank you so much for your time, buddy. Put on one of those masks for that air, okay?
Yeah, I know. The damn Canadians. Come on.
Blame Canada. See you, buddy.
Thanks, Jeff.
Jeff Hathorn, our sports director, tapped in on the Bucks and on the Pittsburgh Steelers. There is something that was uttered yesterday at Steelers practice, and Jeff sent the audio back. There's something that's going on around the league, a major issue going on around the NFL that simply isn't going to be one in Pittsburgh, at least according to Cam Hayward. We'll get to that coming up next. But first, Doran, tell the people.
Yes, I do have to tell you about something. Lovebirds, if you're ready to get engaged, you need to visit my personal jeweler, Noah Gabriel and Company Jewelers. They're the best in the burg, and you'll make her heart skip with the perfect engagement ring created by you. Her ring will be custom made to your specs and budget with attention to details. Want to know the best part about Noah Gabriel and Company Jewelers? You'll get peace of mind with their exclusive perfect ring guarantee. She doesn't absolutely love her ring. Exchange it for a ring of her dreams within a year of purchase. Visit Noah Gabriel and Company Jewelers in Wexford or Ross Park Mall. And like me, discover the difference.
Messi turned down $1.3 billion in Saudi money to play soccer in the United States of America. What would you do with $1.3 billion? We'll get to that coming up in a few minutes. More Pirates conversation circling around that awful series and Rowanzi Contreras coming up at the top of the hour. But first, there's a big problem in the NFL right now. I don't know how players are this dumb, but the Colts cornerback gets hit the other day with it. Suspended for gambling. It ain't going to happen in Pittsburgh. Cam Hayward talked about it yesterday.
Mike T addressed it already. It's pretty straightforward. Don't bet on games. You try to keep it competitive. I hate to think, you know, somebody's shaving off points to, you know, cover the under or the over. I don't like betting as it is, so I don't even understand half of the time. So you could say all these terms, I'd be confused for a lot of days.
Just don't gamble.
Right.
Or if you do, have someone else do it for you or do it at home.
Right. And then you know what these facilities need to do is just geofence the facility. You can do that with businesses.
Yeah.
You know, I've worked for businesses where you can't place bets inside or on the premises. Just geofence the Southside facility.
You go to Rivers Casino, you can't get on any apps.
No.
It doesn't let you because it's geofenced. But my theory on that, Dorn, is that the NFL wants to catch a few guys. Set an example of them. Make sure it doesn't happen. And then also have the perception of we're cracking down on this. I don't think they ever cared that marijuana was going in players' bodies. I don't think that ever mattered to them. I think they wanted to use it as a bargaining ploy in the next bargaining agreement, as a negotiation tactic. I also think that Roger Goodell wanted to be looked at as this iron fist that rules the NFL, so catch as many guys as you can. I bet you if Patrick Mahomes gambled inside the Chiefs facility, they would not set an example of him, but lesser-known players, non-big-name players. I guess Calvin Ridley, kind of a big-name player, but I think they have no problem hitting them. That's why I don't think they geofence it, but they should.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the legitimate solution.
Right.
You don't want guys gambling at the facility. Don't let them gamble.
Now, is it for gambling on NFL games?
You can't gamble at all at the facility. Now, you really can't gamble on your team ever.
Right.
But, yeah, you can't gamble at the facility. You can't get on the apps, even baseball, anything. I think they have the technology so that you can walk into the facility and you would know, but they're not using the technology to not allow you to go into the facility and gamble.
So they already know that that's how guys are getting caught, is because they're, what is it, the IP address maybe that they're borrowing,
right,
or something
like that.
So why not just put a fence around it?
I'm with you. I think if you actually cared about players, that's what you would do.
And you're saying the opposite. You're saying that
they want to make an example of a couple of guys.
Right.
Now, not the big guys. They wouldn't want that, but they'll have other players and they'll make an example of them.
I mean, how stupid do you have to be to do that?
You do have to be dumb.
I mean, I know guys that you know that you're getting I knew guys that you knew you're going to get drug tested at the combine and smoked weed before the combine and failed the drug test.
That's ridiculous.
At the combine. Like, how stupid can you be?
Biggest job interview of your life. And I always thought that the NFL's rules on marijuana were draconian and stupid.
But it's rules.
But they're rules.
Yes.
And there's a lot of rules in society I don't think are rules based on morality. They're just rules to have rules. But I follow them because guess what? I don't want to pay a fine. I don't want to go to prison. You just got to follow rules. And a lot of these guys are not a lot. But some guys, the guys who've been caught, are too stupid to realize that. Now, I like that Mike Tomlin's addressed it because it was something that I was worrying about actually the other day, my stupid mind that I have. I was thinking about things that could derail the Steelers' season, injury to Kenny Pickett or, well, Matt Canada just being Matt Canada. And I thought, boy, wouldn't it be something if like Minkah Fitzpatrick gambled at the facility or TJ Watt was like, ooh, I got to get something in on the Belmont Stakes, quickly hurries up to do it. so it's on top of mine, and then he winds up getting suspended. It's not going to happen. Mike Tomlin, I'm happy he addressed it. And if Mike Tomlin addressed it and then you're dumb enough to do it, boy, do you got problems. That, I would cut a guy. I would cut a guy.
Yes.
If he was dumb enough to get caught doing this.
Definitely.
Because it just shows a lack of understanding, fundamentally. And I want smart people on my football team. Right. Not big old dumb heads. All right, $1.3 billion. What would you do with $1.3 billion? Tax-free, Saudi money, $1.3 billion. What is Doran Dickerson doing, first thing?
Gambling it. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm allowed, but
I'm putting it on the Reds to win the NL Central.
Exactly. Exactly. First thing I'm doing, I'm buying a yacht.
Oh.
I mean, I'm buying a yacht, like, and I'm going to sail or whatever. I'm going to travel from, like, Italy and go all the way out to the Amalfi Coast and stuff like that for about a couple months.
So, wait a second. If you got $1.3 billion, the next day, it's a Thursday. I'm looking across from me. You're not here.
Today, like, if I had $1.3 billion, I got it yesterday. Today's a Thursday. You won't see me until September 1st.
Would you do the show?
No.
You'd be done.
Yes.
Never work again.
I'd be done. I maybe would invest in the company here. I would give you some money.
Buy Odyssey.
I would give you some money.
Thank you.
Would you give me money?
Of course.
Like if you won the Powerball for $1.3 billion, let's say that.
Yes.
Would you give me some money?
Of course I would. Because
how much?
you just told me you'd give me money.
No.
No, you go first. How much would you give me?
I'd probably give you, what I would do, for real, now that I think I'm an adult, but when I was younger, it probably was different. What I would do is I would give you probably, you know, $1 million, but then I would create a fund for your daughter, too.
Oh, my man.
Yeah. So
she loves you. You saw her yesterday.
I'd create a fund for you and your family so, like, nobody has to worry about anything ever again. And then I would probably invest money into different businesses, probably some sports teams, and I'd probably have you as a CEO of some of them.
Yeah, businesses. If you want your company to fail.
I'd invest into, you know, this company or you know, a marketing company or something.
I failed econ 3 times in college.
You shouldn't tell me that.
Just pay me to be your CEO in name only and then have some puppet like Roman Roy. He can run it underneath
Roman
me.
Roy, yeah. Of all of
actually, I would be the Roman
you
Roy
would
in that
be
situation.
Roman Roy.
I would definitely be the Roman Roy. I ain't got a Kendall gene in my body. What would you do if you had $1.3 billion? First thing I'd do, yeah, I'd sprinkle some money to loved ones. People like Doran, my family, set people up for life because $1.3 billion is a ton of money. But then I'm buying a national championship in football for West Virginia.
That's absolutely insane to me.
If you got that kind of money, like all these boosters, man, it just becomes your plaything.
Yeah, but you're looking at it out of the lens that you're going to buy a team and that team is actually going to win.
I think
it's not necessarily true.
It's not true. You can't guarantee anything. I mean, look at what the Oakland A's just did to the Pirates, but I'd give them a puncher's chance. They wouldn't have Neil Brown, I'll tell you about that.
I'd buy him out.
I'd buy Nick Saban. Nick Saban, come back to old Cheat Lake, your stomping grounds in West Virginia. Let's buy ourselves a national championship. You'd throw some money at Pitt.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't throw money at Pitt with the thought process of like I'm gonna buy a team for them to win a national championship.
I could probably buy a national championship basketball team. I need what?
Who are you buying? Michael Jordan out of retirement?
10 players. I'd buy that kid who went to Purdue last year. I'd buy him. I'd buy all of you know what? I'd just buy Kansas's basketball team. Make them mine. Then you don't have to contend with Kansas anymore. Coming up next. Oh boy. If you really want to buy into the Pirates, if you really think they're a contender, then what happened over the last few days should really tick you off. We'll get to that. Plus, what would you do with $1.3 billion? Next, it's the Fan Morning Show. But first, Fan Weather, brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Summer's here. Come check out Trailblazer, Equinox, the all-new redesigned 2024 Trax, and online sunchevy.com. Going to be a little cooler today, but also the air. It's bad. Fan Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.